This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Punch it!
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hello!
We've been practicing that for 6 weeks, you guys.
We really have.
This is the first time Demi and I are seeing each other for 2 months?
2 months, yeah.
About 10 minutes ago, off stage.
Yeah.
So, welcome us.
She didn't even recognize me.
I was like, who? That can't be Demi. He had hair.
I had hair. It's different
and
now.
Demi doesn't wear tank tops.
No, Demi loves sleeves.
Although, literally within 5 minutes of seeing him, he went, yes, I'm a tank top guy now.
I did, and I am. Sorry. New semester, new me? What time is it?
I want to know how many of you know what this podcast is.
And how
That's
many
great.
Of you have been dragged here by a person you love so, so much?
Woo!
Good. Keep that love for the next hour and a half. Remember what they've done for you.
So then I guess probably you don't need to know that we are going to make a song different.
We're gonna take a song that's a little nutty. We're gonna make it real good.
You're gonna like it.
I'm gonna like it.
I did the punch up today.
Here's the thing. Miel did the punch up, and I don't know what she's done.
Uh-uh.
I'm completely in the dark, which is something that happens often in the studio. Has never happened on a stage.
No.
I'm very excited.
And also a first, I've never done a recorded punch up at a live show. So what I do with my body while it's playing is, you'll find out. It's
her
be
body,
good.
Her choice, her song, her choice.
Is our guest here yet?
You know what's even funnier? I came out here for a sound check, and I realized every single person here has just the confidence to be like, it'll be good, despite not even knowing what song we're doing.
Oh, that's right, you guys
we have
don't
not
know.
Told you.
Should we tell them now, or do
I
you
want to
wait for
I
our
really
secret
love
guest?
This. Oh, I do want to wait for the secret guest.
Oh,
our secret guest has arrived.
Please
let's announce this
to
motherfucker.
You know him as the host of All Things
and
Everything. You know him as the head writer
on the Late Late Show.
Give it up for
Ian Garman.
Hello, everybody.
How was your show?
I'm so sweaty. It's crazy.
My back was sweaty as fuck when I got here. Michelle Buteau was like, take your shirt off. And I was like, don't talk to me like that. And she was like, no, you're sweating.
Even if I was nude, I'd be pouring sweat. It would look like an SNL sketch where there's water. It'd just be pouring out. It's great. Very specific reference. Who got it? Nobody. All right, perfect.
I don't know what SNL is.
Oh.
It's that sex thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It stands for Snapple Lady.
oh, that sex thing.
By the way, just gave Ian a little shout out. He just had a show that ended at 5:30, ran over here and walked straight on stage.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so moist. It's wild. I'll stop talking about it halfway through the podcast.
No, I think you got to keep it up.
This is the moist one. I'll keep it up the whole way.
Well, especially because the song you chose is only going to make you more moist.
Oh, my God.
They don't know.
They don't know what it is yet.
I'm going to get so pregnant today.
Should we tell them or just play it?
I just based on looking at me, people should know. But you should maybe just play it.
Wait,
I don't know.
Does anyone have a guess as to what it is? Based on nothing. What is your guess?
Fake
got back.
Fake fan, we
fake
already
fan.
Did it.
We already did that.
And I made it about balls.
How dare you come to a show without having listened to all 200 hours of what we've done.
My I'm overwhelming kidding. Liking big buttsedness, I think, threw her off, and that's fair.
No, that was a good guess.
It's a red hair.
I do like big butts.
And you know
what? But I will lie about it. Don't back me into a corner. I'll be like, no preference.
Any song is fine.
Should we play a little taste?
Let's play just a little taste.
I'm so excited to see your faces. Mixed response. Very mixed response. The left loves it. The middle is mixed. The right, not on board. I see three hands. Okay.
Crystal ball.
Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all.
I have to ask Ian, when you said this was one of your favorite songs.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said, can we do it? It's one of my favorite songs, not a joke.
Oh.
Miel said, you don't strike me as a sublime type, which most people would take as a compliment, and I took as an insult.
Whee!
I wore cargo shorts until like 3 years ago when a romantic partner forcefully talked me out of it.
And honestly, God bless her.
Yeah, they did you right.
She did a lot of good work for me.
But you just don't have the like Long Beach dirtbag energy that I feel like is inherently associated with Sublime.
I constantly try to pave my brash Brooklyn Jew energy with Long Beach energy, but the brash Brooklyn Jew always breaks through.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. So can you tell me what it is about Santeria by Sublime that you love?
And you have to say it like that, Santeria.
Sorry.
Santeria.
Sorry.
Not the Pusha T song, Santeria, which is also good. Word up, word up, word up. I remember hearing Santeria for the first time. My father, Ivan M. Carmel, who probably will hear this because there's a chance somebody's going to bring him up. He'll listen. he used to buy me divorced parents, and when I would go over there, because he really loved music, he would try to always entice me with two CDs that he picked up.
Oh.
And it was always weird combinations. It would be like, hey, here's Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Ghetto Dope by Master P. either of these?
Yeah. I'm bound to connect with my son.
Yeah. And one of the times it was like Usher's second album. It wasn't even the first one. No, it was like
90210. That's
Confessions.
Not what it was
Burn.
8921.
It feels like a lost Usher album, or I'm misremembering it, but it definitely didn't have any of the songs you wanted to hear.
Okay.
And there was that, and then Sublime by Sublime.
Ooh.
And I started listening to Sublime by Sublime, and I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, all of this.
Dad, come in my room.
All of it. Dad, I love you now. I'll give you 4 nights of Hanukkah.
So what was it? What was it that connected with
me? I don't know. The mellow tones of the white boy reggae or Bradley Nowell's pleading, not that great at singing, but somehow really good at singing voice.
Yeah.
Or that song about pulling out my mushroom tip when I was like, tee hee hee.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Why were we like that?
We were though.
We were all like that.
Yeah, we're.
It does feel like Blink 182 for people who think Blink 182 are sellouts.
No, it's like
I also like Blink 182. As you know, I still like Blink 182 as well.
That was the runner-up option, but Santeria, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up in the suburbs of Beaverton, Oregon, where I'm from, which were yep, top of the food chain, people know. I don't know. There was something, and this is going to sound like a negative, but for me, again, it was a positive. There was something about Sublime that made me like long for the suburbs of Los Angeles.
It was visceral.
Yeah, where I was just like, the weather's probably better. I bet I would know how to skateboard if I lived there.
Suddenly you're blonde?
I'd probably lose 30 pounds just based on being in LA. Yeah, I'm blonde. Yeah. You know, yeah, I'm on heroin, but I'm 12, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're super resilient to heroin when you're 12.
Yeah, when you're 12, it doesn't even affect you. You know what I mean? It's just a light nap.
Yeah, it's children's heroin. It's Tylenol with children's Tylenol.
Tylenol heroin.
I think we should keep going.
It was just very evocative to me. That song, as silly as it sounds now, being a full-grown adult, was like exotic and felt like... It was like... Listening to it, it felt like another place and another time where I was like, I'd be having, like, where it felt like the endless summer. It felt like listening to that song in, like, Beaverton, Oregon in fucking February. I was like, endless summer. You know, I still got to go to school, but as soon as I'm out, I got a longboard, kids.
I guess if endless summer was, like, in your neighbor's, like, back of a flatbed truck that involved a lot of homemade liquor and then like drugs that maybe weren't illegal or legal.
Yeah, somebody's dad got fireworks and now you got them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you're shooting them at each other, but it's fun because you're drunk. Injuries don't count when you're drunk.
We did that a lot. We would have Roman candle fights.
Ooh, yeah.
Anybody else? Who else?
Wizard
like,
duels.
Yeah. So you're not that weird. You get two of them and you're just like, f-kunk. And then you're like, oh, you missed. And then f-kunk, oh, direct hit. It's like high stakes battleship.
Doesn't that hurt?
No, well, no.
That's what the alcohol's for.
Yes. That's what the Fruitopia and Everclear are for.
I didn't need that reminder, but...
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Now I feel nostalgic for your youth.
Yeah. I know.
It's like, man, I want to be hurt.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be in the brain of a man who hears Santeria and goes, ah, oh, endless summer, man.
Yes.
You know what's crazy is, although I don't like this song, I do feel like I hear that boom, dun, da, boom, boom, boom. And I do feel like, yeah, I'm throwing a frisbee.
Yeah, the right?
Setting.
What were you singing?
Boom, dun, da, boom, boom, boom. I think what I'm singing yeah. is the boom, interstitial boom, music boom, from SpongeBob.
Boom, boom. Yes, it is. Exactly, that's what it is.
Boom, da, boom, boom, boom. Is that not what this song is?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You guys, we're doing the interstitial music from SpongeBob.
That's right. We're going to analyze all of the lyrics to the interstitial music from SpongeBob.
If we were going to do a song from SpongeBob, it'd go, F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me.
Oh, yeah.
N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
I love millennials.
Especially you, woman with a secret.
We've all seen that show.
My only...
I missed it. I don't know how.
You're the Mr. Crab of the situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what that means.
No, I don't.
Or
I
how it could have been anti-Semitic. Okay. It's not that it is. Not that it is.
He owns the bank, you know. He puts on a lot of the plays that they have in Bikini Bottom.
Ooh, that was a walk and a run, and I'm sweating. I am trying to say that my first relationship with this song, I also had that CD.
Yeah.
I don't think, my parents are here. Did you know I had that CD? No, you didn't. Yeah, probably a good idea. Because that song, and he's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a whore.
Tomorrow.
Okay, sorry.
Two more. So she won't be a whore until she's 14.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
I had the same question when I was that age, and I thumbed through the lyrics, and I was like, well, okay. It's not like a bat mitzvah thing.
But then every single time I have gone to Long Beach, within 30 seconds of pulling in, I fucking hear Santeria.
Yeah.
It's the county anthem.
Yeah.
I think it might be,
yeah.
Legitimately.
You turn on the radio and they're like, all right, it's the top of the hour. You know what it means.
SpongeBob music again.
Again, I don't know what
you're
song.
You're not far off.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Spiritually.
Is that true?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I live in California.
That's what I'm saying. This song is fucking everywhere.
It is.
I've not gone more than a year without hearing it.
I did not know this, but so, I mean, for those of you who are familiar with Sublime, the lead singer Bradley Nowell died before this album came out.
Yes.
Eaten by a lion.
Heroin overdose.
Oh, heroin.
Heroin is the biggest lion
That's
of all.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heroin was the name of the lion.
Simba.
Okay, I have all of this.
This is also the third album, by the way.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
The third album is the album that came out just after he died, and it's got every song that you know by Sublime.
Unless you like good music, and then it only has a third of the songs you like by Sublime.
Are you saying Sublime's bad or their previous work was better?
Nothing but hits. I'm saying all three albums are great. 40S to Freedom is fantastic.
How do you feel about Sublime with Rome?
Well...
What is Sublime with Rome?
I'm glad everybody's buying houses and everything. You know what I mean? Sublime with Rome is
the
other
singer.
Two guys with a new singer. They also did the Long Beach Dub All Stars, which was an album, and the CD had an artichoke with butter melting on it, as if to be like, it's okay that he's dead. And he listened to this. Yeah.
How did the artichoke convey it a lot?
You know, you see an artichoke and you're like, that's okay. Everybody's just an artichoke leaf, and sometimes you get pulled and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple notes. Apparently, this is shocking to me. They actually formed in 1988.
Yeah.
But this album we're talking about today didn't come out until 1996.
And again, their third album, so that's fine.
Well, actually, it was their first, though, with an actual record label. So the other two were self-released.
Okay, but to adoring fans. I'm doing this just for big-time Sublime fans. I'm dropping...
There's one
references.
Person in a pickup truck in Long Beach right now being like, Ian, keeping this up.
Yeah.
These other two suck.
Drive to Glendale. We'll hang out. I'll buy you chicken.
They're not going
to
go that far north.
They're not.
Okay, so here's some more stuff that's interesting to me. The band was little known at the time outside of Long Beach. Apparently a big deal in Long Beach. As you know, we're a big deal in...
90027. Just that zip code.
You guys don't know where that is, but it's for sure real.
Don't Google it.
Where is 90027? Is that in Oregon?
No.
Okay, sorry. Los Feliz.
Oh, all right.
And so was Silver Lake. Yeah. Anyways.
Interested in this, Seattle?
Hey, guys.
They love it.
Just so you know, I'm from Orcas Island.
Yeah.
And I was at SeaTac yesterday.
And he talks about how much Washington sucks on his podcast all the time.
A lot. I don't like you, but it's because I'm from Portland, so it's like a thing for us. You know what I mean? Like, I hate you, but I love you more than everyone else, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like how I hate my sister.
Yeah.
The one member of your family who's not here, you're like, well, I'm gonna shit talk them.
Everyone else is here.
That's fair. That's fair.
I had to choose her.
It's fair.
She'll understand.
It is a Sean Kemp and Gary Payton based disgust, and I think we can all appreciate that. It is a Detlef Schrempf based disgust. I'll keep going.
Band of Horses song.
It's a Detlef Schrempf is?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Band of Horses. Seattle band? Okay. His bandmates later reformed, as what you said earlier, Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
Yep.
Yeah, I could use a little work. That's all right. But no one gave a shit. And then when MCA sent promotional copies of What I Got to U.S. radio stations, it got some heat, and suddenly the defunct band was on the air and in demand. Santeria was the next single pushed to radio, and it was well-received, garnering most of its airplay in early 97, almost a year after the album was released. Wrong Way was then sent to stations, followed by Doin' Time, keeping Sublime on the airwaves well into 1998.
Mm-hmm.
None of the songs were made available for sale as singles in America, which ramped up album sales.
Oh, yeah.
So Sublime ended up selling over 5 million copies despite a dead frontman.
Oh, including
That's crazy.
From the Lloyd Center Mall that was given to Ian Carmel.
The only other thing I have here is that the song includes the bass line and guitar riff from Sublime's earlier song, Lincoln Highway Dub.
Yeah, which
I've
I
never
got
heard
here.
This before.
I had not heard this. It's insane that they got away with just doing the same song twice.
One time another used on the Lincoln Highway.
I would not have known this is Santeria.
The dollars, but I
okay,
spent
it,
it all if I could have been.
And that's how it shows that she's found.
I really want to know.
This is also, like, it's just an instrumental song.
That was so clearly a different song. It's crazy you guys think that sounds alike.
That's according to them, they
it's
did that.
It's crazy that you think that sounds alike. Very different.
He said it. And he's dead.
And he's dead.
So he has to be right.
Shows what he knows.
Yeah.
I thought that was the SpongeBob music.
Should we get into the actual song?
Yeah.
Let's get into
it.
Let's
do it.
I'm going to play that clip I played at the beginning again.
There is something tranquil about this.
For the first 10 seconds of the song. Oh, man, remember that summer? Yeah.
I don't practice Santeria.
I feel like it could bring you out of a coma.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think there were people in 96 just like,
the edibles kicking in and you didn't even take one. Like, it's that kind of baseline. You know what's crazy is after he died, they were going through a lot of his stuff. He lived in Long Beach. He had a house. And it turns out he did practice Santeria.
This lying motherfucker.
It was quite a scam.
Did he have a crystal ball too?
A Tupperware bin full of them. Yeah.
We just need to talk about instantly that he opened a song by talking about something he does not do. And then it is never referenced again for the rest of the song.
That's like our hit song, We Don't Play Golf. In which we talk about...
We don't play golf, my girlfriend left me.
And I'm only going to talk about that now.
But like the music, as much as I personally don't like it, I do understand it.
Yes.
There is an effect.
Thank you.
Yes.
The music on its own is genuinely like so captivating and like nice that I feel like the lyrics added to it, I can't tell if they make it better or worse, but they definitely change it.
If you can't understand the words, it's good.
Yes.
If you can't understand the words, and sadly, we will be doing that today, it's not great. It's not great, Ian.
It's great. The bass is a thick, warm, hot summer afternoon. You know what I mean? It's resonant. It's round. Bong, ba, bong. It pulls you in.
Yeah.
And then Bradley Nowell's voice is like a garage door opening and a bunch of kids running out with water guns, and you're like, oh no, but also, all right, you know.
Yeah. I will say, I do, like, it's clear that at times he's just screaming, but then when he goes into a part where it seems like he's trying, I'm like, that's weirdly nice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He has an okay voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It reminds me of me, where I'm like, you, nobody should like you, but you're doing all right. Like, it's a, you played high school football, and like, look at you, you're a schmuck, and you whatever, but like, you know, you get along. I don't know. It's,
I think you're just a hair better than Bradley Nowell, but just my personal opinion.
Well, I'm alive.
Oh!
So I got that.
Man.
But for how long, Seattle?
Ooh. Are you planning to die
Is
here
Is that an off-white soccer jersey? Yeah. Hell yeah, dog. All right. That's just for me and him. Let's keep going.
So he tells us he doesn't practice Santeria, and then he continues by saying,
I don't practice Santeria.
Got it.
I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all if I could find that Hannah.
What?
In that Sancho that she found. Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, and I'd slap her down.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
Can you read that?
I will gladly read it. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spent it all. If I could find that Hina and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. Ian, love this song?
I don't love the slapping part.
It's the cat popping.
But it's a cat pop. It's just quick yuck. But even that is not okay. No, I'm not trying to justify it. That line. Well, he's singing about a character. It's not him. It's clearly not him.
Yeah, there's Eminem and there's Slim Shady.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But you know, Sancho, fucking, he knows what he did.
Do we know what Sancho did? Did he steal his girl, or is it just
he
his next boyfriend?
That, with that Hina, which I assume is like a Spanglish slang for
something.
I think it's like
it
his girl.
Yeah. For like my girl. So
I feel like maybe it's a bastardization of Reina, Queen. I
oh,
don't know.
Queen Reina. Ooh. Reina.
And Hymen. We don't talk about it enough, folks.
Let's get Ooh, a Hymen
if I could find that
going.
Hymen.
If I could find her Hymen, and I pop a cap. Doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
And slap it down.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
With
it's
his
time
penis.
To go.
Consensual.
Go away, Hymen.
Well, that's the nicest read for sure. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, okay, let's try to take this back. He doesn't practice Santeria.
No.
Are crystal balls part of Santeria? That feels like more witchcraft in my mind, but I'm not familiar.
I think they're both speculative art forms.
Yeah.
Like podcasting.
Like podcasts.
Well, got it.
I don't do any palm reading.
Uh-huh.
I don't gamble on the stock market.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. So then,
I think with Santeria, you try to tell a future. With the crystal ball, same thing. You know, either way, he's not involved, but he did have $1 million.
And then he spent it all.
But there's some contention here. Is it I spent it all or I would spend it all?
That's the thing.
I can't figure it out.
The tense on the Genius page says, well, I had $1 million, but I would spend it all.
Yeah. So I think he says, if I had $1 million, I'd spend it all. I think that is what he's saying.
I guess so.
To find his Hina.
To find the Hymen.
Yeah, to find the Hymen.
To find that Hiney.
So that line has nothing to do with anything?
Yeah.
Okay. He just wanted to let us know he's irresponsible with money. Okay.
I think it's like setting you up to be like, look, this is the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
I don't know the future, but if I had $1 million, I would waste it.
Yeah.
Now that you know that, my girlfriend left me, and I need to find her.
And when I find her, I'm going to kill her boyfriend and smack her.
Yeah. So now
and
that you know that.
Finally, she'll want to be with me again.
Yeah, it's a love song.
I mean, we're not wrong.
No.
And the fact that he thought this was like a thing he should put out into the world, you know, okay. Go for it, man. I'm so sorry, Ian. We invite you on this podcast, and then we make a fool of you.
It's all right. It's playing in my head all the time.
Ian, I don't know if you know this, but this podcast is all about edging.
Ooh.
Close to the edge.
I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes.
It makes me wonder how
that song is my favorite because he says, can't turn around, broke my sacroiliac, which is like... A very in-depth, like, anatomy of the back type of thing. Where he clearly did, you know?
And I can't look left because of my sciatica. Yeah. So specific.
I also love that it starts with broken glass, and then he says, broken glass everywhere. Yeah. Like, yeah, we heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that song.
Broken glass in my living room. It's okay, just don't go in there.
So the tonal shift here between the verse and the chorus is wild,
it's
right?
It's insane.
He's like, I'll slap her down.
I love the way he sings down, though, because it's a transition from him being like, this is the meanest thing I could say. It's so sweet. The chorus is, I like the chorus. What I really want to know, baby, what I really want to say, I can't define.
Okay.
Well, it's love that I need. My soul will have to wait.
Okay, mm-hmm. I thought those were the words too, and then I looked it up, and I saw one that said, what I really want to know, I already know. What I
don't
really
know
want to know,
yeah,
I
think
already. I kind of think maybe, I don't know. What do you guys think?
E-O-U.
Is it already?
It sounds like he had gotten a meatball submarine sandwich for lunch, was keeping it in the back, and then he saw somebody walking out with it. He's like, I really want to know. What I really want to say is I got mine. And I take it, yes, I'm going. It's fucking my lunch, see?
I feel like the is him like going like, all right, yeah. Like,
all right.
Baby.
It would have been.
Or the before you decide what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Where you're like, nope, okay, I gotta get that.
What I really want to say.
I can't define. It's love
that I need. Oh, my soul will have to. And then it cuts into the next part where he says, wait.
Okay, so he wants to be loved by this woman who left him, and he's going to win her back by slapping her and killing her boyfriend.
Let's not focus on that line all podcast.
Yeah, we're not here to focus on the song.
You're right, you guys, sorry. He wants to let us know that he would spend $1 million. That's
yeah,
important.
Yeah, he's yeah, bad with money. That's what it is.
Let's focus on the fact that if he were rich, he would spend the money and here's, not the rest of it.
Here's the thing about Sublime in general, and maybe this song specifically, that it's like art made by bros. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's a bro, and he's like a fucking... and like a way more bro-y or not, I don't know, I didn't know him, but like he's not a guy who's like, he's not Wolf Parade, you know what I mean? Like Sublime's not like an indie band, and they were never gonna be. They like, their favorite shit was like reggae and drinking Keystone Light and smoking weed, but and even with that, and even being like a shitty, probably a pretty shitty dude,
yeah,
still had something inside where he was like, I gotta fucking
sing.
I gotta sing about this.
I need to sing my pain.
And even, I mean, the whole like smack her down thing is very distasteful, but like.
But killing the boyfriend, no, it's all right.
Who knows? But.
Let's hear your side of the story.
Still had to sing, and I'm just like, well, you, look at that. You know? I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's easy to feel like we're the gatekeepers of what gets to be called art.
Yeah.
And you're not. This is art.
Sublime is still art.
Also, not all art is good.
Yeah.
Which is not to say that this isn't good art.
Thank you, Demi.
But not all art is good.
Yeah.
I feel like the verses of this song are the hour where you're drunk at a party and it's like you're just saying shit because you're like,
yeah,
my boys are around, we're saying crazy shit. And the choruses are like, everyone's gone, you're so sad.
Yeah.
It's like, what I really want, I just, I want love.
Exactly.
Love that I need.
It's the 11 p.m. at the party versus 4 a.m. at the party.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs love, but his soul will have to wait. Who hasn't felt like a bad person but still wanted to be loved?
Yeah.
You know?
We all want to be loved.
Yeah.
It's the thing that keeps us human.
That's right. Oh.
I'm going to go, you guys. I'll see
you. Oh, my God. Keep it going for me. I'll pray. No, everybody.
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right.
Our next
chair
guest.
I just fell through the floor.
I would be
fun.
Like, whoa, we spent a lot on one part of the stage.
You guys would tell everyone, have you guys seen this show?
This next part is extremely back to the 11 p.m. attitude of it.
Okay, we're jocking back. Okay. Okay.
Yo, a guy wearing a tank top is leaving. Which
bro!
Feels,
no!
It feels like I'm losing.
Bro!
He didn't even like our tank top joke.
I saw that guy up there. I was like, I got one guy in the crowd. That dude with the ponytail and the tank top, he knows this song.
It's when we said that we don't get to be the gatekeepers of art. He was like, no longer on board.
Yeah, he's...
I was here to learn what's good art.
Demi even tried to challenge him to a tank top off, and he walked away.
Because I know I'd lose.
Oh, it's true. He did you a favor. What did he say?
He said, wait till I get back, find a high enough of my own. Daddy's going to love one and all.
So he's going to hoe it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to find a girlfriend and then love everybody.
It's sure. Like, it's a song version of like, I'll show you, I'm going to get a girlfriend too. And you're going to fuck everybody, actually.
Exactly correct.
You know, and then he does that because he's got like a snot. He's got like a crying snot.
He's been, yeah.
It's where you need the whole arm to wipe the snot away.
Wait till I get back.
You've already done the hand. It's wet.
Yeah.
You need the arm.
You need the sleeve.
From the armpit.
A little of this. Wait till I get back.
That's a good approach. Demi's doing the rub the whole face with one hand.
Oh, that's a good one.
That, as a woman, if you wear makeup anyway, I should say, you can't do that one.
Oh, yeah, no.
The fucking makeup wearer's cry is just, oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I cried on the flight up here today.
Oh my God, congratulations.
It's for the silliest reason. I watched The Accountant starring Ben Affleck on the flight up.
It's a sad ending.
And you were like, my choices have led me to here?
Yeah. I was like, an autistic person could be part of an international assassin ring? Of course. I thought they couldn't. And I was like crying.
My whole world shattered on this flight.
I was seriously crying. And there was like a flight attendant who I was like, 30% sure I was vibing with, but 70%
you can never know.
Not vibing with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for sure. But I was doing that thing where I was like looking for a wedding ring. I'm like, I don't see one. We'll probably get married then.
You always write the narrative in a plane.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the lack of oxygen that you're like, this is my story starting today.
Right. Well, she's like, fly much? And I'm like, I will now. And she,
I don't know. Do you?
Yeah. She's like, every day. And I'm like, oh, all right. Wait till I get back.
Okay, so he's going to...
Anyway, I cried at the end of The Accountant. Fine film, by the way.
When you say fine, do you literally mean fine?
Fine.
Perfect. Yeah. That's my kind of movie. All right, he goes on to say...
I feel the break, feel the break.
It's so much vamping.
How can you listen to that and not violently lip sync?
I don't know. I can't imagine people at home just like, oh, yeah, this is a nice... Like, you got to be fucking screaming this song in your car.
Right, or at the very least.
I should have thought about this before, but I never realized how little he's saying in this song.
Yes.
Few words.
He says, I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break, and I got to live it up. Oh, yeah? Huh? Well, I swear that...
Who is he talking to in this scenario?
These are like the text messages I'll send at like 5 a.m. after I was like, we're doing coke tonight.
Yeah.
Where you have to like apologize. You're like, hey, sorry about those texts.
You actually have to tell them you were on coke so they forgive you.
Yeah. So, oh, I get it. You know, yeah. Otherwise, they think you had a stroke while they were going to work.
This feels like he threw, you know, the beginning of a rap song where it's like, yeah, okay. It's like he threw that in the middle of the song.
He's like, what if the whole second verse was ad-libbing?
Yeah, Bradley, no, sublime, what I really...
It worked out for Bare Naked Ladies.
It did work out for Bare Naked Ladies. Shout out Ed Robertson.
He rules, dude. 1 week was all improvised rap.
Yes. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yep.
They re-recorded it for the final version, but that is true.
The Chickadee China part?
The whole thing. From top to bottom, he just improvised it. Yeah.
Yo, I don't think I could... Wow,
I couldn't do that.
That's like
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Is that a good freestyler? It would be very funny to see him go up against like a battle rapper where they were just like making fun of him the whole time, and then he was like, "All right, bet. All right, here we go. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have it, or I'm sticking. Your brain stops sticking. Watch the next five. No lights on. With all the maze on. All the smoking guys in this one.
Oh,
like oh shit." I also remember the smoking guy.
I can't help it if I think if anyone's mad, and they're like, okay, I'm not into this anymore.
Honestly, Push busted down the list. It's Ed Robertson and then the best four rappers after him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I need to know in his, I don't know, brief stroke moment.
Yeah.
Who was it to? Is he talking to his new Heine? Is he letting his Heine know? Is he just so overwhelmed by being like, I'm going to get a new girlfriend, so yeah.
I feel like we're in
yeah. The- what? Yes, I am.
What are the exact lyrics of this part? What is he?
He says, wait till I get back, find a high enough of my own.
Okay.
Daddy's going to love one and all.
That's okay, yeah, yeah.
I feel the break, and I got to live it up. Yep. Well, so he's like, I swear that.
I think what he's saying is he feels the breakup. He feels his departure from this person he's been dating. And the way he copes with it is by living it up.
Or
going
lying.
And finding a hyena of his own.
I don't think he really is doing that.
You don't think so?
That last sentence gives me pause. And that he's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do this. Yeah. Huh? Well, I swear.
Yeah.
I'm so gonna, you think, yeah, yeah. He's like at the bar talking to his friends where he's like, I don't even fucking, like, it's fine. It's like,
she
whatever.
She sucked, actually.
Like, honestly, like for real, though, like, I mean, like, yeah, she paid, like, the rent, but, like, what a,
I swear, dude.
I.
Yeah.
I gotta live it up, dude.
Bartender's like, yeah. Do you want a drink or?
He's like, yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
swear to God.
I'll take a triple Rumpelmintz or whatever. Like, whatever.
Can I just have a whole bottle of peppermint schnapps?
Yo, I had Rumpelmintz again like about a month and a half ago.
Why?
What is Rumpelmintz?
Because I. Oh, you haven't had Rumpelmintz?
No. I drink like a baby.
Welcome to the dark side, brother.
Ooh.
How did you drink that?
Rumpelmintz is like thick at room temperature. It's weird. It's like it's a liqueur, technically, I think, and it's very minty, officially, for sure, but.
And very rumply, unofficially.
It's in like the, yeah, but it's in like the Goldschlager Jaeger family, and you drink it, and like, it's like you drank a whole bottle of toothpaste.
You know, that but wonderful
like,
feeling.
But like, yeah. But like that you bought from like a mini mart next to the hotel and you bought it and you were like, it's got a promotion for like Avatar on it, but it's this year.
It's like it looks like Crest, but it's Kreft.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
A fine aged toothpaste. I love it.
Yeah. It's
vintage.
Like drinking that.
Vintage. Mm-hmm. I also love that it sounds like the kind of liquor where if you can say its name right, then they can't steal your baby.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumpelmintz. And the bartender's like,
ooh. Not again. We gotta stop printing it on the bottle.
With a pronunciation guide. All right.
Okay, I like this part again. What just happened?
It's so
what
like drunk soul singery.
Yeah,
like this feels like a Charles Bradley song in the middle of everything, where he's just kind of like, "I'm so deep in this heartbreak," and then he's back into, "Wait till I get back, find a-." Like
he sounds drunk. Yeah, he sounds really drunk.
Charles Bradley. If Charles Bradley was as white as the names Charles and Bradley,
that's true. Yeah.
Ooh, that's correct.
Yeah.
That is 100% accurate.
Thank you.
It's Bradley Charles.
I still got some chops, you know what I mean? I'm fading fast, but you all
cut them off a little.
Thank you. No, I'm not.
He says, what I really want to know, baby, what I really want to say I can't define, got love, make it go, my soul will have to.
So he wants the love he has for her to go away?
Yeah.
That's very, very sad.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be in love with her anymore because
it hurts
too much.
He's trying to chase it out by yelling.
Or threatening violence.
You know when, like, the dude takes White Fang to the edge of the woods?
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
He's White Fanging his girlfriend who already left.
Ah, just say I don't want you anymore.
Go on. Keep going. Get on that plane that you were getting on to. Yeah. Go on.
I'm better off here without you. God, don't make it go.
Go ahead. Have that wedding you sent me an invitation for begrudgingly. Go ahead.
It's what I wanted the whole time.
Yeah.
We all know when we've done that.
Yeah, you know how you get into a relationship being like, she's going to get married to someone else, just like the plan.
And they're going to have to spend $80 on my dinner.
I would feel more bad for him hearing that he's in a lot of pain from nothing else than his screaming in the middle of his own song.
Well, he was doing a lot of heroin, so I think he was in pain.
I think he might have been in some pain.
He also
what I'm
owned a Dalmatian, and those dogs are assholes.
He did?
So yeah.
No.
Lou dog, yeah.
The thing about Dalmatians is you can't have one.
I just need you to know, Ian said Lou dog, and everyone in the audience was like, no, we don't want this. We don't like this story. Stop.
What?
Smelled like Lou dog inside the van. Oh, yeah. This ain't no funky reggae party. $5 at the door. It gets so real sometimes. Who wrote my rhyme? I got my microphone, got my VCR. I got the deuce deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh, yeah. You only knew all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's on sound. It's you, it's that shit stuck under my shoe. It's that smell inside the van. It's my bed sheets all covered with sand.
Time out. What's this? What's happening?
It's another song!
I don't know.
I at first thought you were freestyling. I was like, damn. And then you looked at her like, oh, we're both singing. I was like, yeah. Okay.
I was desperately trying to figure out the words he was singing so I could support him.
Yeah.
But I did not
what
know
what
it was.
What song is that?
It's another one from the album. I forget the name of it.
Okay.
Garden Grove. Yeah.
Garden Grove.
Sublime Fam just outed herself.
Get her. Get her.
Give her a round of applause.
Drop the trap.
This is a safe space.
It is.
This is a safe space.
And you're our two Sublime fans. You guys got to stick together here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to buy a house together in Long Beach.
You guys are going to go home this week. They'll be like, what's the best thing you saw at Bumbershoot? And it's like, all right, you know that band Sublime? It's like, yeah, they performed. No. So I went to a live taping. They talked about Santeria. Oh, great. You love Santeria. No. So on that, there was this man, Ian Carmel. He sang a different song entirely.
Oh, from Chelsea Lately. No. I was thinking about how I was on, this is very like just being in the comedy industry.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I was on the flight up here and I was like, I was on Chelsea Lately? And then started cracking up. It feels so incongruous.
That feels like a billion years ago.
Yeah. I think about that all the time.
Isn't
with
that
like,
weird?
Yeah.
What a weird first job for me to
I don't think about that in terms of you being like, how did you do?
You're
I think
Ian was on Chelsea. No,
I think about just like every writing job I've had, I've been like, why did they let me do that?
Yeah. I still don't get it. And they keep promoting me. I'm like, I do a carpool with Chance the Rapper. And they're like, great. And that's the whole job.
Head writer.
Yeah.
I've heard head writers don't ever work that hard.
No. I do a lot of like drinking coffee while looking over people's shoulders, being like, great.
Keep
You're
it up.
Doing amazing.
Yeah.
Next clip.
Oh, he goes on to just let rip. This is the montage part of any movie.
Like, you could dance like you're on heroin, you know?
It's like when zombies don't have a person to go after in a movie.
I really...
It just felt right.
Yeah. And then the song kicking back in, they're like... Ugh. Did I just hit you in the face with my phone?
No, you did not. It was just very funny to watch your phone fly out of your pocket while you did a zombie impression.
NPC zombies, just...
what do we do when we're not going after brains?
That was such like a tiny little moment of like a whisper of a solo.
Yeah.
It was like, why would you do a solo? None of us can play that good. Okay. I think let's just end it. Go back. Just play the other part again.
It does feel like he's like, oh shit, I did write stuff, but I can't read them. Just keep vamping.
If you know other Sublime songs, you know he can play his guitar like a motherfucking riot. So
I just
live, I imagine he really went off on that, you know?
Or he threw it through a window and stole a TV. You know what I mean? What does that mean?
If it was April 21st, 1992, yeah.
Or the world. What was it? Trade Organization riot in Seattle?
Oh, the WTO. He was passed by them. Oh, was you doing a local reference?
Yeah. I was trying to, but I don't remember what it was called.
The WTO.
You guys remember that riot we had in like maybe 2000?
It was the WTO, WTO protest.
The fact that
y'all remember the WTO protests?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So out of the loop right now. I swear, because you said world trade, and then you said that riot we had in 2000. And I was like, center? 2001,
yeah.
Not a riot.
So for a minute, you thought I called 9/11 a riot.
Yeah, and you also looked around like it was a local reference. Like, you guys, you know, come on, we're right there.
You have to understand, it's like how in other states you call it I-5 or the 5.
You know?
Here it's, you guys called it 9/11, never forget. Here we sit, that big riot.
That skirmish.
That big riot they had back east.
That's weird. There's a whole 10 minutes cut out of the podcast this week.
I don't know what's been the most offensive thing here said tonight.
Yeah, but the WTO, the World Trade Organization, had like a big like global meeting here in Seattle.
Yep.
And there were massive protests around it. And people here in Seattle, from here and from all over the place, threw things through windows.
I think
not
they were
knowing
tear-gassed.
That Amazon would come along 10 years later and be like, thanks for throwing stuff through those windows. We're here now.
This is our city now. Yeah, thank you so much.
Welcome to Basilsville.
Great. Good job attacking that coffee shop. Now we're here.
Okay, now with that baby solo that, okay, like got me a little horny for music that are going to take away instantly.
Yeah. Well, get ready to get even hornier.
Oh, I'm less horny now. He's just talking. He's yelling. He stopped singing.
I am so sorry I picked this song. I love it, but he says nothing. I really read into the nose way more. I'm like, this is a rich text with a lot of lines that we're going to sink our teeth into.
That's because they make you feel something, but then like it's one of those songs, like many of the songs we've covered,
yeah,
where you look into it and you're just like, oh, we're not supposed to look into this.
In my head, it's a song about skateboarding to 7-Eleven because you're a teenager in California.
Yeah. The entire lyrics of this song are just like, Tony Hawk's pro skater, yeah. Tony Hawk's pro skater 2, Tony Hawk's pro skater 3.
Except then it'd be like, Tony Hawk's pro skater, Tony Hawk's pro skater, Tony Hawk's pro skater,
oh, hell yeah. Tony Hawk's pro skater. Number 4. Tony Hawk's pro skater.
Amazing.
There's always a trumpet.
Pick it up. Yeah, yeah. So here I am. Why isn't there another Tony Hawk? I'm off on all sorts of things. It's been years and we still don't have a game? Like, I don't...
It's because Tony Hawk tweets now.
He does. Weed is legal now, but there's no Tony Hawk. And before, there was plenty of Tony Hawk, but it was so hard to get weed.
This is the devil's bargain we've made. The monkey paw curled the day that weed was legalized, and they said, no more Tony Hawk
it's
games.
Fucked up.
Just get an N64 and play the old one.
No.
Okay.
They should make new ones for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ian Carmel.
Should we hit that last part?
The guy who picked the worst song for the podcast.
What he said is, what I really want to say is, I've got mine, and I'll make it. Yes, I'm coming up.
Okay, I don't care.
I don't either. I don't know what he said.
I can't pretend to care. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Okay, so then he says...
Full circle. He's now going back. He's like, okay, I'm going to fuck other people, and I'm doing great. Having a lot of fun, party. Oh, what's up? Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah. Or give him a copy of my new single on vinyl.
Yeah.
A 45.
Yeah.
It goes either way.
I got a new one. Wait till he hears all this belabored emotional groaning.
Oh, when he gets to side B.
It's just an hour of... God fucking damn.
Friggin' what?
It's his drunken voice memos, but pressed to vinyl. I love it. Yeah, he says, tell Sanchito that if he knows what's good for him, he best go running high.
So is he trying to call him short or something? Why he add the Ito?
Little Sancho. Yeah. Disrespect.
He's trying to say he's a tiny man.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, just to condescend to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was also during the OJ trial. Maybe it was a reference to little Judge Lance Ito.
No, do it both times then.
Zeitgeist. You know?
Tell Judge Sancho.
Okay, so he's got a new 45.
Yeah.
And then what?
And then he says...
I just don't believe him.
Oh, no. You can't go, I fucking miss her. I'm gonna stick a gun down your fucking throat and kill you. Guy, listen.
He's like, literally, imagine if someone said this to you. I will try to say this as threateningly as I can. If you know what's good for you, you best go run and hide. Because I got a new 45. What?
Daddy's
got
Oh, I have to say daddy.
You gotta call yourself daddy.
Daddy's got a new 45. And I will not think twice to stick that barrel straight down your throat. Just believe me when I say I got something for your punk ass. The last line just gives it all away.
May I have a stab at
making? Yes,
please.
What's the first line again?
If he knows what is good for him.
Yeah, he knows what is good for him. He best go running high. Because Daddy's got a new 45. And I won't think twice to stick that barrel right down Sancho's throat. Oh, believe me when I say, I got something for his punk ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sam Elliott, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
Can't believe he agreed to do a cameo on the show.
Yeah, and just left like that. Why?
Yeah.
He just walked away. I just don't believe he's going to do that, but okay.
I don't believe it at all.
Keep talking.
I don't think he is either. I think the whole song is about the fit you throw after you get dumped.
Yeah, it's a tantrum. Yeah. The whole song's
a
tantrum.
It's a tantrum song.
And then he was high, so he was like, by the way, if I had $1 million, I'd spend it all.
Fucking spend it all.
Anyway, I'm going to kill him.
If I had $1 million, I'd fucking, if it was like a sign that said like $1 million to punch Sancho, I'd fucking pay it, bro. Because like the first million is the hardest to get, so like I can get it again, dude. Like,
the rhythm of this part is also so clear. Like, he's just like, I just got to say this. I know it's not part of the song. Because he's like, and I won't think twice to stick that barrel down Sancho's throat. It's like,
really falls apart that he's like a singer.
Yeah.
We're like, no, he's talking. He talks good, but he's a talking
singer. Talk good. So then he ends the song, as you have to do, and he ends it by doing this.
What I really want to know, my baby, what I really want to say is that's just one way back in our naked, my soul left to wait.
Whoa, what a weird ending.
This does not feel like the kind of song that needs a slowed down...
A seventh chord at the end? Dad, was that a seventh chord? Yeah, thank you. My dad's here.
Classic seventh chord. I could have told you that too.
That feels really out of character for the rest of the song, doesn't it?
It feels like they're like, well, people are going to be clapping, so let's give them a point where they know to clap.
Yeah. What do you think they thought the reaction was going to be?
Standing ovation.
Yeah.
He was like, I better get out there soon so they can crowd surf me because they might kill you guys if I don't let them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm so hard pressed to think. Listen, I hate men. Okay, that's the backstory here. I'm so hard pressed to think of a song from this perspective written by a straight man that is at all emotionally intelligent. Because to me, I'm like, this could have been You Oughta Know, right? But that song's a different type of song.
This song is written by a guy who lived in Long Beach and was dumb as hell. And it's about the dumb as hell man's reaction to a breakup.
Yeah.
I think. I never even really realized that before. But it does seem like that.
The recorded tantrum.
Yeah, it's a recorded tantrum.
Nailed it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately, fortunately, depending on your opinion, part of our zeitgeist now.
Yes, it is, for sure.
So we have to accept that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did.
What I will say is it's maybe one of the most fun songs I've heard about domestic abuse.
I would
domestic
say...
Domestic abuse fantasies.
I would actually raise you Goodbye, Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Where are my Dixie Chicks at?
I'd say those two are equal.
Okay, so for the punch-up.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I mean, did you forget about this part of the show?
No, I didn't forget, but I also don't know what's happening. Like, I'm adrift.
Listen, if I may. I'm, again, not singing it live, so I will put this away. My thesis, nothing about this song is good. Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's my opinion.
I have settled into all of my maniacal opinions.
Okay.
And don't need anyone's help with them. Okay, we're all good.
Yeah. Okay, good. I do feel bad that I don't like it, but unfortunately I don't. So how do I repair it?
Yep.
By changing the music.
Okay.
Okay.
And maybe one line specifically. Otherwise, lyrics are the same.
Right.
But this is actually the last punch-up I'll ever be doing for Demi, as this is our penultimate show.
Oh.
Don't awe. I'm not dead.
You could be.
That's
you don't
true.
Know.
Even by a lion. A lion took him down.
I've never looked twice while crossing the street.
No.
So I wanted to do something for you. So this is for you, and I'm just going to dance.
Get your phones out and film this. Because I am doing the same. I don't know what's about to happen, and I'm terrified.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all.
Thank you.
See, beautiful lyrics.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
We fixed it.
That's
you
why they call
it.
Sublime the American Radiohead.
I also need to get... Say it again.
Oh, buddy, if you say it again, believe
say
me.
Say it to my face.
Oh, we got something
say it to
from
our
your
face.
Punk ass.
Daddy's got a new 45. Say it to our face.
We got 9 new 45s. All by Tom York.
A lot of uh-huh. A lot of people recently. Not me, by the way, but I just heard it.
Okay.
People have been calling.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Yeah.
The American.
Oh, he's gonna say it.
Say it, coward.
Radiohead.
You gotta go. He's gotta go.
You gotta go.
Security.
The end of the show
go.
Now. You gotta go. Get him out of here.
I gotta give. Massive shout out to my brother, also here!
Yay!
Hey! It's a family affair.
I can take a punch. You guys should have hit me for the comedy.
Oh, you want us to hit you.
This is a very visual medium for that.
I'm just trying to get beat up.
When we were threatening Ian, we were very close to his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now he's asking that we punched him.
Yeah. Oh, also, Miel just did a beautiful dance.
Oh, yeah!
Which, I have a video. I'll post a video.
Yeah.
I actually realized, I intended to have my eyes closed, but then about halfway through was like, I actually do need to be able to see, though.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to fall off the stage.
Just think of it as though you fed the song Santeria into a human body and how the body would express
At
that song.
At first, I was like, I'm going to dance like Tom York. And then after about 30 seconds, I was like, I don't really know how to do that. So we're going to freestyle together.
Mm.
And thank you for supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good. And now it's fixed.
in a way, you've turned it from a punchable jam into an unpunchable jam.
Yeah.
Well, my brother made that backing track of three different Radiohead songs.
That was beautiful. Great.
It was so sick. So.
Great job, all the Brados!
All the Brados!
All the Brados in one roof!
Well, not my sister, but
welcome to Brando shit!
Hey, mom and dad, write that down.
British shit, three nights only on Orcas Island. Night one headliner, some guts.
Why is it so accurate? It's exactly correct. With all that, should we get to Unpunchable Jam?
Oh, we got to.
You can't punch this.
Ian, you are our lovely esteemed guest who has said some questionable things about Sublime today. Would you like to tell us what your taste would deem unpunchable of a song?
So, you'll notice a theme in I Picked Santeria. No, the theme of my songs, which I didn't even intend, but it turned out this way, that I'm recovering from a breakup for 8 months, but I'm recovering. But it's kind of, the songs that I picked are about men recovering from not being wanted by the people they were dating, I guess, kind of, and trying to justify that to themselves. And the song I picked, fucking Runaway by Kanye West and Pusha T.
That fucking piano note, man.
Always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags.
Let's have a toast for the assholes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll show you how you all make beautiful stars tonight.
When they were toasting to those various people that, like, each person, like, decided when they were going to raise their glass.
And they're like,
so I was like, the douchebags.
I'm going to wait in case he says assholes.
Yes.
Not? See?
Oh, all right, I'm a jerk off.
Sorry, I was late jerking up. Oh, there you go.
That's kind of a slept-on song in terms of Kanye's repertoire.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Well, it's not quite a party song.
No,
but
not a party song.
Depends on the party.
You can put it on at a party though, and Pusha's fantastic.
If
in that
you
song.
Party, you mean your room by yourself. I agree with you.
I do. Or like, you know what that song is great when you're walking home from a party.
Yeah, pop down song.
Yes. Hey, we're like, where do I even go out?
Look at you.
I got fucked up for no reason. Then like. You're just walking home. Yeah, it's so good for that. But there is another reason I put it on there. One of the greatest live performances, especially hip-hop, but one of the greatest live performances ever, in my opinion, was when Kanye did that at the VMAs.
Yeah. Red suit.
In the red suit with the 808 on a column.
Yeah.
And then Pusha comes out in the salmon suit. So good. Fantastic performance. For the longest time, you would have to go to like weird Belarusian sites to find it. Because MTV took it down. But now it's on their YouTube page. And, like, he just goes fucking crazy on the 808. He has all these amazing samples on it. It's so good. It's well worth your time to watch.
Thank you.
A perfect song on a perfect album.
I love that song, too.
It's one of those songs where every time, when I first heard that album, I was just kind of like, I don't love this as much as everyone else does. But every time I hear it, I'm just kind of, I think, I don't love it as much as everyone else does. And then it plays. I'm just like, I feel exactly what he wants me to feel in this moment.
Yes.
And I'm just like, it's just a perfect song.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all been a scumbag.
We've all been a scumbag. Not the other ones.
We've all been a scumbag.
Demi, what's your unpunchable jam?
My unpunchable jam, I've been listening to this song a lot just because I think it's a perfect song for walking around, which I've been doing a lot, and it is David Bowie's Life on Mars.
Ooh!
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair.
I love the chords of this.
But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friends is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view.
And this big bass thing.
And she's hooked to the silver screen.
It's a good song.
It's so good.
The point is, it's a good song.
Yeah. Anyway, it builds to just like one of the best chords. It makes me feel good every time I hear it. It feels so like you're good. Flying
Sailors
when the song does.
Sailors fighting on the dance floor. Also, very interesting lyrics. That song's really quite cool.
Part of me is like, we gotta do that song on the, because the line where he's like, to my mother, my dog, and clowns. I'm like, huh?
I think it's darkened clowns.
Oh, okay. Never mind. No need to touch it. It's a perfect song, and I keep wanting to sing it at karaoke, but unfortunately, my voice sounds like this right now.
My Unpunchable Jam is what I believe to be the greatest song expressing the same sentiment that Santeria hinted at.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, of course, Bonnie Raitt's Can't Make You Love Me. It's just so sad. It's just
so
sad.
Crazy. I've never heard this song in my life.
God.
Did you hear what she just said? You need to pause this. You need to pause this because I'm about to shatter your world.
Okay.
Here in the dark, in these final hours.
With these clowns.
I will lay down my heart and I'll feel the power, but you won't.
Because
I can't make you love me if you don't.
Ooh.
Oh, mic drop, we gotta go!
And she sang that with a very tasteful shock of gray hair right there.
I know, I love her.
Damn.
Woo!
She's fucking brilliant.
Rogue, fuck off, Rogue from the X-Men. Bonnie Raitt got there first.
Honestly, I feel like we've been waiting for this conflict.
I love Bonnie. Bonnie Raitt was in Sue Carmel's car on the way home from the Middleman Jewish Community Center All-Star. Her, Tracy Chapman.
Yeah!
Melissa Etheridge, yes! And Anita Baker, yes! And that was the whole ride home.
Your mom rules.
Yeah, she does. She's all right. Yeah, shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
I can't believe this is actually your first time ever being on by yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was on with Sean Jordan the last time. Shout out to Sean Jordan.
So thank you so much. Is there anything you want to promote?
Oh, my God. Israel, just in general, I think they're doing great. Well,
hey, wait, there's 13 minutes cut out of the show.
God, what else? WTO.
Listen to All Fantasy Everything. It's fantastic podcast.
Oh, yeah, listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch The Late Late Show with James Corden. You can see my shit on Netflix. Shout out to Zankow Chicken. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to fucking Monk Seals. Shout out to Puffins. Shout out to Big League Chew. Shout out to Death Row as a staff record label and as a motherfucking crew. Shout out to holding a conch shell up to your ears and getting lost in the illusion that it's the ocean, even though it's just blood rushing
Should
through your
stop
head.
Should we
stop him or
just keep going?
We got 8 minutes.
Shout out to Danner Boot Company. We see your brick and mortar in downtown Portland. We wish you the best. Shout out to Shaved Ice. Shout out to Italian Ice. Shout out to Water Ice.
Okay, ooh. Whoa!
Yeah.
I thought you were going to forget Water Ice. So I'm glad
you forgot. Shout out to Seattle. Shout out to Edgar Martinez. Shout out to Jay Buhner.
People you know.
Keep going.
Shout out to the Portland Timbers.
You made that happen. You egged him on. You got no one to blame but yourself.
He just ran off stage and he's not coming back.
You better leave now if you want to get him.
Thank you guys so
Thank
much for
all.
Coming. This
is
really fun. We have one more live show together next week at XOXO Fest.
Yep.
It's going to be very, very fun. Our guests are the guests that everyone's been like, how can you not have had them on?
Yeah.
And we have both of them.
It's great. It's
so it's very,
very
exciting.
Fun. Yeah.
And then moving forward, we'll see. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have full faith in hearing the Hotel California episode and hearing how much people loved it. You're going to fucking you guys are in for so much good shit.
That's so nice of you. I don't want to cry, though, so please stop talking.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
And, of course, shout out to Super Producer Marissa.
Super Producer Marissa.
That has to cut 20 minutes of anti-Semitic conversation from this podcast.
Actually, Marissa, if you hear this, can you clip that out and then add it back in at another point as well?
Canada, put your maple leaves up.
Thank you, everyone, so much. We love you. Have a great night. Hey.
that was
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.